spent my early childhood staring out the window, just thinking about my life and what this world had for me. At the Dixon Street Projects, I was only two or three. I was bullied as a kid and chased home from school. I'ma always spit the real and bring it to you with the truth. At the age 13, I almost committed suicide. I told my partner Ro, he stood still with a tear inside his eye as he looked at me and told me something real. He said, "You're my best friend and we're both born to live." Yo, I think that that's what made me, the insight that he gave me, the love from Daisy Shelton and her prayers is what saved me. On right now, it's something to be wild when you think back as a child trying to fit in with the crowd. So my message to the youth growing up the same way, don't let them beat you down, cause one day you're gonna say that I'm on right now. It's something to be wild, it's something to be proud. You finally made it out and now you get the shout. You finally got your crown. It's T.Y. from the cutthroat and I'm holding y'all down. On right now, it's something to be wild, it's something to be proud. You finally made it out and now you get the shout. You finally got your crown. It's T.Y. from the cutthroat and I'm holding y'all down. This one's going out to all the kids in every state. You've been pushed to your fate, now you're all filled with hate. They beat you and they hurt you and they called you every name. The scars from your pain is starting to cloud up your brain. Don't let that Columbine revert you back in time, make you commit a crime. One day you're gonna shine, because the bullies of the world one day would get the ghoul too, tortured from the demons and the spirits that they showed you. Hold on, little homie, we gonna move on and be strong, cause I want you to live long. And you teachers in these schools, you better do your job, quit crying about the pay, cause these kids come from God. And you parents of the world, you better raise them right, stop cursing at your kids when they're in school, they wanna fight. So I'm standing up for kids who are tired of being picked on. Keep your head up, we gonna hit them with this theme song. On right now, it's something to be wild, it's something to be proud. You finally made it out and now you get the shout. You finally got your crown. It's T.Y. from the cutthroat and I'm holding y'all down. On right now, it's something to be wild, it's something to be proud. You finally made it out and now you get the shout. You finally got your crown. It's T.Y. from the cutthroat and I'm holding y'all down. I took a trip to Portland, Oregon and I walked on Skid Row, and I talked to many kids that came from all across the globe. These were kids that had been outcast, pushed away from home. They all felt all alone, so forever they were wrong. I listened to their stories and it tore my heart apart. They were bullied in high school all the way from head start. This kid named Joy, he was barely 18, said he left when he was 12. These bullies can be mean. Yo, Joy was an A student on the honor roll, but he never was accepted cause he wore a trench coat. He had a style of his own and was always alone. These bullies out in Idaho, they trapped him in a zone. They beat him to the ground, then they doused him with lighter fluid. People all around, but nobody claimed they seen him do it. Third degree burns from his feet to his elbow. Me and Joy about to catch a plane back to Idaho. On right now, it's something to be wild, it's something to be proud. You finally made it out and now you get the shout. You finally got your crown. It's T.Y. from the cutthroat and I'm holding y'all down. On right now, it's something to be wild, it's something to be proud. You finally made it out and now you get the shout. You finally got your crown. It's T.Y. from the cutthroat and I'm holding y'all down.
Alright, it is on right now, everybody, for Let's Jazz It Up. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. This is your host for this evening. I am Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I have with me a hip-hop artist, T.Y., a.k.a. Glenn T. Taylor on the show. Hey, Glenn Taylor, T.Y.,
hey,
T.Y.
What's up, Brenda?
Hey! So, on right now, what year did that song there came out? What year was that?
That song came out, actually it was last year. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, it was last year.
Well, you know what? I am digging it. It's the first time I heard it, and I'm digging it. And to all the kids that's listening tonight, you can call in. Anyone, call in on the guest line, 657-383-0771. And, T.Y., what made you do that song right there on right now? What inspired you to do that one right now?
Well, you know, the children inspired me to do that song. You know, I performed at a lot of schools around Oakland, you know, like Parker, Rosendale, and a lot of other schools, you know. And, you know, I would look out and see kids being bullied, you know, and I was like, if I see this, the teachers see this. Then I remember when I was a child, you know, at one point in my life, I was bullied. So I tried to put myself in their shoes and tell them, hey, one day you're going to be on right now, you know.
Yeah.
This don't last forever, and it takes more than the parents to raise these kids right, you know.
Yeah. Thank
right.
you for that. Thank you.
Right.
And thank you
You're
for
welcome.
That song. I'm a blow it up.
Well,
thank you, T.Y., for participating, coming on the show. Talk about your journey. Where are you calling from right now?
Right now I'm calling from Oakland, California.
Is that where you reside right now? But you know,
yeah.
I read your bio. You're originally from Hendo.
That's right. That's right. I'm born and raised in Hendo. And you know, I tell everybody that, hey, I live in Hendo. I'm just out here working.
Right.
Me?
Right,
yeah,
I feel you, definitely.
Hendo and Evansville and the Tri-State area is always in my heart, and it's always a big part of my life, you know?
Right. So where at in Henderson that you used to live?
Well,
I grew up
in the 8th Street Projects, the Dixon Street Projects, and then I guess when I was about in the 6th grade, I lived on Holloway Street.
All right. Well, I'm not too familiar for Henderson, Kentucky, because I'm originally from Evansville, Indiana. But I'm quite
right.
sure our listeners out there can understand what you're talking about. So who was your inspiration in you getting started in the hip-hop music industry? Your journey. How it began? Tell us about it.
Well, I always, even as a kid, I always wrote raps. You know, I used to rap for my friends, you know, and I guess after I moved out here in California, I hooked up with my grandfather. Now, my grandfather comes from a strong background of music. You know, he had his own label. He had a label called Baytone Records out of San Francisco, and I used to go with him when he had his different artists go and do gigs. And they did a lot of blues and jazz and gospel, but he had a lot of clubs sold up in San Francisco. And that's really where I really started rapping and recording, is at my grandfather's studio. But I had a lot of inspiration.
Right.
I had a lot of inspiration. You know, I had a lot of inspiration from Hendo, you know, from people in Henderson who I was raised up with, and people who were older than me, you know, like the Tyler
yeah.
family, the McGuire family. So, you know, it's a lot of inspiration always been all around me.
Right. Thank you for that information. Now, you and your son are the hip-hop duo artists. Kay, Khalid Taylor?
Right.
Is that
right.
his name?
Caleb.
Okay.
Taylor.
All right. So you two both got started. Inspired him, or he was inspired by you. How did you two get together and started this journey together?
Well, you know, Brenda, I've been in music for years, making beats and just in the background of music for years. And I had all this equipment laying around the house and in storage, and he used to go with me. Whenever somebody needed something, somebody might have needed a keyboard or somebody needed a drum machine, and he would go with me, and he told me one day, he said, Dad, I want to start rapping. you know, he said, we got all this musical equipment. I want to start rapping. So he really inspired me, and I really got back in it because of him. And you know, he's good at writing, you know, writing music. He can also read music. He can read sheet music. He's very talented. He's now in a movie. He's doing a movie called The Lower Bottoms, and he's playing a character called Sean. And it's going to be a series with about 126 episodes, and he's working now filming.
So will we be able to see this on TV?
Oh, yes, it'll be on TV. It'll be worldwide.
Okay. What would be the name of the flick?
Well, the flick is going to call Lower Bottoms, Housewives of West Oakland.
Okay. And when will this begin?
Well, the first episode should drop in about a month and a half.
Okay. Well, I hope that Kay will be able to call on the show tonight. Hopefully.
Well, I hope so. I gave him the number, and I know he's busy. And every time I mentioned it to him, he said, Dad, I'm going to be working. I tell him, I said, well, you can take a break or something, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable.
Yeah.
I respect all artists and people with talent. I understand. But thank you for that information. Now, where can anyone purchase that track on right now at?
Well, as of now, we're working on getting the album duplicated and getting it printed out. We're working on the J cards and everything. But it's on, like I said, it's on. You can see it on, you can listen to it on Facebook. You can listen to it on YouTube. YouTube is really easy. All you have to do is type in Cutthroat Records, and you'll see a panther, and it'll pop right up. Now, if you listen to it on SoundCloud, all you type in is SoundCloud.com/Glenn Taylor, GlennTaylor, and the music will pop up.
Well, thank you for that information. I hope everyone is listening and tuning in. I want to spin one of your track songs. This one's called Sly Hold Me Down. Is there a brief story behind this track here you can tell me about, T.Y.?
Well, this song is called The Street's Gonna Hold Me Down. And Sly was a partner of mine who actually lives in Louisville, Kentucky. And after I finished the track, I sent it to him, and he sung on it, and he just blew the roof off from it. It came out really good, but we were talking about, you know, the streets here in Oakland. You know, Oakland has the Bay Area's got a big music scene. I'm talking about clubs and promoting your music. There's a lot of producers and promoters, professionally and independent. And so, you know, if you live here, there's a way that you're going to get your music out there because the venue
right.
is so huge.
Well, here
so
is.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, we're going to go ahead and let our listeners listen to it, and we'll talk more about it after it stops playing. All right? So stay in your seat.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
Right on.
Up in Oakland when I'm on the streets. The bins wet, candy red like a nosebleed. I turn my music down, the OGs wanna speak. They yelling, yo, T.Y., that's cause they know me. Last night I had a show up in Reno. I did my set, hit the bar and got my C-note. Took a shot of Alpha Crown, dapped up Kino. Threw him the B sign, I gotta hit the O. The ride back seemed like a long one. I checked my GPS, and then I thought about the streets gonna hold.
game hustle ain't for all of y'all. So sit back in your lane, let me do my thing. If you got K on your track, it's gon' really bang. From the O all the way to San Leandro, all across the Bay, LA, and out to Hendo. We gon' come with different styles, we don't hit them up. This one's for the streets, so allow me to give it up. My pops told me when I flow, I better come correct. This one's going gold, and the beats gon' make you move your neck. So put me on, coming straight from a young G. You can't go wrong, cause the streets gonna hold me.
Talking about TY. Yeah, I was saying Oakland has showed us a whole bunch of love, and you know, so you know, everywhere we go, everywhere my son goes, he comes back, he says, "Dad, you know, such and such heard this song. I met somebody at the store who heard my song, and this and that, you know." And so Oakland's been really, you know, they've been really holding us down, you know.
Well, that's good. That is real good to hear. Thank you for that information. Now, any of your music ready for purchase on any music mainstreams, can you mention them again, please, that information?
Sure. You can listen to it on YouTube. All you type in is Cutthroat Records, CutthroatRecords Records, and it'll pop up. You'll see a panther, and you'll be at the right website.
All right. Thank you for that information. Now, we're going to talk about Tom Boom Boom Johnson. We're getting around in Evansville. Tom Boom Boom Johnson. Now, he used to be my boyfriend back in the day when I was a teenager.
Really?
Yeah, well, we're not going to go all into that.
That's another show.
But I was raised in the projects as well, Tom Boom Boom Johnson
right.
as well. We all grew up in the projects here in Evansville.
Right.
So this song about Tom Boom Boom Johnson, why are you representing him today? And the song you got coming out, can you give us a little bit background and information on that, please?
Sure. Me and Boom Boom, we go way back. Henderson had a little amateur boxing league I used to box in, and Boom Boom boxed in Evansville out of the boxer's den.
Yeah.
And so we would have boxing tournaments over in Evansville, and me and Boom Boom got to be real close. I used to go over and spend the night over at his house on the weekends. And so I know him and his brother Tim. I know him really well. Now, he lives in Detroit, and we even today we stay close and you know, in touch with each other. I was just talking to him the other night, and I had mentioned it to him a while back. You know, I want to do a song about you. You know,
okay.
He told me, he said, okay. And then after I completed the first two verses of the song, I reached out to his son, Tom Johnson, in Evansville, and I told him that I wanted him to be on the third track.
Okay.
On the third verse. I told him I wanted him on the third verse, and so he agreed to it. I sent him the beat, and he let me hear a little bit of what, you know. So the song is still in the making, you know.
Yeah.
And, me and Boom Boom talked about doing a documentary of his life. The song would be followed by a video, probably done in Evansville. He's going to be inducted into the Boxing Hall of Fame in Indianapolis in March and in Evansville in April.
Okay.
Right.
Now, doesn't he live in Detroit?
Yes, Tom lives in Detroit.
Okay. But the Hall of Fame will have him wear it in Indianapolis, you said?
Right. I'm sure they're going to have one in Detroit, too. I don't know when, but I know that in March they're going to induct him into the Hall of Fame in Indianapolis, and then in April in Evansville.
All right. So, thank you for that information. Anyone can look up that information? Where should they go to look that information up at?
Well, I don't know where to go to look it up. You might could Google it, but
okay.
That's in April is when we're going to plan on doing the video in Evansville.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, in April in Evansville. Well,
right,
I hope you contact me. Well,
oh, I will,
hopefully.
Definitely.
Ooh, wee, yay, Evansville.
Yeah, it's a lot of people I want to reach out to, because that song, behind that song is a lot of support and a lot of work, not only on Boom Boom's side, but on my side. I got DeAndre Coleman, who I call Trigger. You know, he's a close friend of mine, and he critiques everything that I do, and he'll tell me, you know, you need to add this, you need to take this out, you know, and he's a real close friend, and I respect his, you know, I respect his decision. And then I got Robert Ladd, which we call him Big Cooler. He's in Florida. He's the one that made the beat for that song.
Okay.
So if anybody,
well, thank you.
If anybody need any beats, dope beats out there, Robert Cooler, you know, Robert Ladd, he's on Facebook. He's on my Facebook. He's under Robert Ladd, LADD, and we call him Big Cooler, and he's got all the beats.
All right. Thank you for that information. And DeAndre Coleman, he is my little family. He's in my family on my daddy's side. So, hey, shout out to DeAndre out there.
Shout out to Trigger. Yeah, Dre.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know he was called Trigger, so thanks for that information as well. Okay. All right. I'm quite sure he's probably listening right now, cracking up. So we're going to spend some more music here. I want to play Sisters. Now, is there a brief story behind this track here, a brief story you want to get us in on?
Well, Sisters is a song about two of my aunts who passed away, and then I brought in Tequila McClinton, who is real big in the music scene out here, and she sung the hook on it, and she really did an awesome job, you know.
Right.
I was dedicating this song to my two aunts. You know, I had an aunt out here in L.A., and then I had an aunt in Henderson who had passed away, and they were so close, and so I just, you know, it was something about how close they were that made me want to really do a song and dedicate it to them.
Well, when I listened to the song, it reminded me of all the sisters in my family, and including my mother, who passed away, and I have cousins and aunties who passed away, and I listened to the song, and it took me far back as well, and thank you. And here I will spin, sisters. You stay in that hot seat there. T.Y. will be right back. And anyone is welcome to call the guest line number right now. Tune on in and call in on the show and speak with T.Y., anybody. So this is Sisters, and I'll be right back.
All right.
Reminiscing over all the love my family had. I could see my aunties in the front yard as they hugged each other, and still feel the words when they turned and said they loved each other. I'm looking through it like I'm looking through a looking glass. Got confirmation when you pass, it ain't the last. My aunt Cor and aunt Renee had a sister's bond that grew from two little girls throwing coins in a thievery pond. Encore, encore, oh how I adore. She always kept it 100, couldn't ask for more. She took us in when mom was sick and had to go away. At night I miss my mother dearly, she taught me to pray. Your sister, I had a check on ya. Well, I'm glad you did. I just got in and I'm doing fine. I can hear my Aunt Renee asking Encore, what's on your mind? Well, Melody's up in college and she's doing well. I'm so proud of that girl that I could jump and yell. I think we're doing Christmas this year at Paula's house. I just might make my favorite cake if it turns out. Aunt Renee
gave up a good fight.
I can still hear her voice.
I live a good life.
There's something special about a sister's love in the air. Please play this song and let it ring for sisters everywhere. That love is never gone. My aunties had a sister's love that's forever strong. I can see them smiling right now as Tequila sings this song. So cherish your memories in your heart, that's how you go on. And don't let nothing separate your sister's hold. Hug her right now, call her, get her on the phone, and tell her sis I heard this song and it just touched my soul. I love you so much, I felt the need just to let you know. This life, no one promised us that we could put off till tomorrow. It's not promised us. My Encore and Aunt Renee had a sister's bond, and it's so real even today that it lives on.
Held
much. Life is not guaranteed. So talk to your sister, your mama, your aunties now.
That's right.
Thank you, everyone, for still tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am with T.Y., a.k.a. Glenn Taylor, hip-hop artist. Him and his son is a duo rap group. Now, T.Y., what is your ultimate desire, what you want the people to understand with your music? What is that ultimate desire?
Well, my goal is to reach people all over, people that had experiences, you know, similar to mine, people that been through things that I've been through, you know, just like I did a song called Miss You Mama. You know, there's a lot of my friends who, you know, who are living now without their mother, you know, and it's hard. So you got to grab on to the memories or you know, anything that you can grab on to, whether she gave you a quilt or she gave you something special, you know, to keep her in your heart, you know?
Yeah.
Like my song on right now, you know, about kids being bullied, you know, it's just, you know, I'm trying to reach not only the bullies, but I'm trying to reach the kids who are being bullied and tell them, you know, hold on, you know, be strong, you know, this is a storm that will pass, you know?
Yeah, there are a lot of young kids that have been bullied so bad they commit suicide. And,
right,
I mean,
right.
These kids are younger than 12 years old. What do they understand about life fully? They only understand what they experience in life currently. So, yes, holding on, there is much more things in life they need to learn about and know about, instead of taking their own life, because there are mean people in this world, and you will continually still have to deal with that. Even when you're an adult, they call people that are bullies haters as well. I was bullied myself, but I dealt with the issue. I still have haters, but I still deal with them.
So, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you for that inspiration. Brenda, a lot of people don't know that third verse is an actual true verse, you know, about when I said I took a trip to Portland, Oregon. I performed over on Skid Row, outdoor concert, and, you know, and I talked about a guy named Joy, you know, who was 18, who was being bullied. And we stay in touch now, and every now and then he'll call me. He'll say, send me a ticket. I'm ready to leave Portland. And he'll come down here and hang it with – he'll come down here to Oakland, hang out with me and my son, you know. And he left home from Idaho, I think, when he was like 12 years old. He left home.
Oh, my gosh.
Because he was being bullied so bad, and he couldn't find no help or no outlet, you know.
Right. Yeah, sometimes it takes for you to get out of that environment to get away some bad things that you're dealing with. Sometimes it takes that, but make sure that you have a destination and be able to get with other friends and other people that inspire you, motivate you, mold you, and help you get away from things that is making your life miserable. Yes. And thank you for that, T.Y. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And do you have any new projects that's coming up, or any upcoming live performances coming up that's scheduled in any cities that we should know about?
I got an event coming up at Hotel Utah in San Francisco. It's 500 4th Street, and it's on March the 23rd at 8 p.m. I got another show coming up at the Edge Nightclub in Reno. That's 2707 South Virginia Street. That's in Reno, Nevada, 89502, and that's on March 16th on a Saturday at 10 p.m. And then Tuesday I'll be at a place that I normally go. It's called Sweet Fingers in San Leandro, California. That's 464 East 14th Street in San Leandro.
All right. Thank you for that information. And will those events be posted on any of your social sites?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to have someone to record the event so I can post it on Facebook.
And also, yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, can you let our audience out there that's listening know your social sites that you're on where they can follow you up on?
I'm on SoundCloud. That's soundcloud.com/Glenn Taylor. And then you can always see my music on Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/Glenn Taylor. GLENTAYLOR 7315.
Are you on Instagram as well? Or Twitter?
I am on Instagram, and on Instagram, all you need to look up is, you can look it up under TY. I had a friend that looked it up under Glenn Taylor.
Okay. All right. Thank you all for that information. Thank you. Do you do community events in your city, in your community where you live at? And if you do,
yeah,
okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I do. I not only do events with the All Nations Church. I also do events like at Christmas. We go around and we give gifts to the homeless kids here in Oakland. Also in Emeryville, California, there's a foster care center there, and we go around and give gifts at Christmas. Every Thanksgiving, this is a family thing. Me and my kids, we go in downtown Oakland and we feed the homeless.
Okay. That's generous of you. Thank you. Will you be returning to Evansville or Henderson on any other events? Or
no, I'm hoping to put something together soon in Evansville or Henderson. I think I won't be home for maybe a month. Maybe in the next month I'll probably be home. You know, I don't know how long I'll be home. But, yeah, I would like to definitely work with DJ Treetop, Urel Peachtree, and put together a project where we could do a show there.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah.
And not only
and
just
please.
Me, I have a – not only just me, Brenda, I have a couple other artists. You know, I got a female artist named Aaliyah, and she sings, and she's a really good singer. And then I got a couple other artists that, you know, I'm hoping to bring them back, too, so they can perform.
All right. Thank you for that information. I would like to spend another one of your tracks, True Souls. Is there a brief story behind it before I play it?
You know, True Souls is just a song to, you know, just mentioning a few people. I actually got three verses to that song, but I was saving the third verse to put on my album. And so when I dropped that song, I only dropped it with two verses. But the first verse is about a lady in my hometown who I consider the queen of Hendo. Her name is Mary Peachtree. We all call her sister. And ever since I was a little boy, she's always been a blessing, you know, to not only
yeah.
me, to my mother, to my family. She's always been a good person in Henderson. You know, she would open up her home and feed anyone, you know.
Oh.
And, I wanted to give that tribute to her. And then on the second verse, I was talking about a cousin who was originally from Seabury, Kentucky, where my mother and all my grandparents are from. And I look at her as an aunt, Ozetta Kirby. And she has been in my life since, you know, since day one. And she has really been a blessing to me. You know, she's a pastor in Arizona, and she prays for me, and she's just so good to me and my children, you know. And so I had to do a tribute and include her in it.
All right. Well, thank you for that information. You stay in your seat, and I will be right back. This is
okay.
Lady Diva playing True Souls by T.Y.
wish I could pay you back, but I'ma make it clear, you're the only reason that I even made it here. Dreaming of all the true souls, people in my life that helped me wide to grow. Wish I could pay you back, but I'ma make it clear, you're the only reason that I even made it here. I'm still that little boy that came from Hendo. I felt love all around as I began to grow. Special people all around that held me down. It takes a village, it was love in our town. And Sister Peachtree, the queen of Hendo, the love you gave to us all is worth more than gold. Wish I could pay you back for all the things you done. You opened up your home and fed everyone. And all the kids know you well, cause it was passed down throughout the generations. You still wear your crown. When I think of home, it's you that I think of. Mary Peachtree, thank you for all your love. Dreaming of all the true souls, people in my life that helped me while to grow. Wish I could pay you back, but I'ma make it clear, you're the only reason that I even made it here. Dreaming of all the true souls, people in my life that helped me while to grow. Wish I could pay you back, but I'ma make it clear, you're the only reason that I even made it here. My cousin Ozzy has always been a queen. I remember all them trips you made from Racine. Prentice driving down the road nonstop. Once y'all made it, it was joy on our block. I still remember mama's face way back then. Love spread throughout the house when you walked in. Granny's little girl has made it home again. Little Seabreeze seemed to smile when you rode in. That gravel road that led us all from near to far. Daisy said, follow your heart like the North Star. You moved to Arizona, but you remain true. Oh, Zeta Kirby, I gotta say your family loves you.
And I'm dreaming
of all the true souls, people in my life that helped me while to grow. Wish I could pay you back, but I'ma make it clear, you're the only reason that I even made it here.
Dreaming
of all the true souls, people in my life that helped me while to grow. Wish I could pay you back, but I'ma make it clear, you're the only reason that I even made it here.
All right, everyone, that is True Souls by T.Y.
Yes.
All right. So this is a time where you need to give a shout out to all those that have supported you in your journey. Go ahead, T.Y.
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to the city of Henderson, city of Evansville, Owensboro, Madisonville, Providence, Louisville, Lexington. I'd like to give a shout out to my big homie DeAndre Coleman, Robert Lee, Red Eye. Can't forget about Red Eye. Give a shout out to Red Eye, Tom Johnson, the Litchell family, the Carter family, the Taylor family, my partner Roe and Jason, my partner DeGaulle, DJD, and all my partners in Oakland. Also, did I say Dream Kings? I want to give a shout out to Dream Kings Studio, Jay and Firm.
Is that all?
That's it.
All right. You got quiet.
And everybody else who listened to my music and enjoyed my music.
Well, thank you for that information, T.Y., and I want to thank
also,
you.
I want to give the biggest shout-out to you, Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much.
You.
And hopefully when you come up with your other new music projects, you can come back as a return guest with your new music and any other projects. And I love your music. Keep doing what you're doing and inspiring and motivating all the younger generation and thereof other artists. Do you have any words of wisdom you would like to give a message to deliver or any advice to those that want to be involved in the hip hop music industry? T.Y.
Well, I like to tell everybody who wants to get into music, even, you know, people who are doing music, whether they're here or they're back in the tri-state area, you know, to stay independent as long as you can and only do the distribution deals with major record companies. You know, there's ways that you could get, there's so many ways with social media that you can get your music out there that you can be independent for quite a while. You know, no matter what you do, you know, if you're a poet, you're a writer, you write books, you're a rapper, you know, leave a mark in the world. You know, leave something for somebody to remember. You know, somebody can look back, you know, years later and say, oh, yeah, I remember when he did that song, you know.
Yeah. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Now, can you give the information on the events that's coming up and when it will be available for the Tom Johnson Project?
Okay, like I said, the Tom Johnson Project, I'm just waiting on his son, Tom Johnson, to add his verse onto the song. He's going to send it back to me, and I'm going to mix it down. And then immediately after I get it mixed down, I'm gonna start working on the storyboard for the video. So we can put the video together. Right, and like I said, the video will most likely be done in, you know, in Evansville, you know, and I hope to get Danny Thomas, you know, I hope to get a lot of people in Evansville involved in this, you know, and so it don't look like it's just a Hendo thing just because I'm, you know, I come from Hendo, you know, get everybody who followed Tom Johnson, get them all involved in this video.
Right. And thank you for that information. Danny T, and I did a show with Gary T back in 2014. If anyone have listened to it, they can go to my Blog Talk Radio website and look up Gary T, a legend for Evansville, tri-state boxer.
Right.
But anyway, what's going on with the performances that are scheduled to come up soon? Can you give us that information again, please, T.Y.?
Yes, like I said, I got on March the 23rd at 8 p.m., I'm going to be performing at Hotel Utah, and that's in the city of San Francisco. That's 500 4th Street. And then Tuesday, I'm going to be at Sweet Fingers in San Leandro, California, which is 464 East 14th Street in San Leandro. And then on March 16th, on a Saturday at 10 p.m., I'm going to be at Edge Nightclub in Reno, Nevada. And that's going to be 2707 South Virginia Street in Reno. And I'm hoping to have a crew there to film it so I can, you know, a lot of people, I know I'm far away, so a lot of people can view the performance and, you know, so they can enjoy it.
Yes, and thank you for that information. I would like to play the last song of this showcase, which is called The Warning. Can you give me a brief story behind this track?
Well, The Warning is just you know, I was talking about a little bit of everything in The Warning, you know. The Warning is just it's a street, you know, it's a street track. And it's talking a little bit about the haters and you know, it's just a song me and my son had put together, you know, and had a nice beat. Once again, I got the beat from Kula, and like I said, it's just a song I did for the, you know, for the street.
All right, and thank you for that information. This is Lady Diva signing out. And please, everyone that's tuned in and listening, stay tuned for any more shows that I have coming up here on this channel. I'm also on online radio stations as well that I have that will be playing other music in hip hop. I am also on online radio station, which is called hiphop100.club. It's an online music station, and I'm the music station director, Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Anyone that wants to put their hip-hop music on rotation, please send it to my business email address at letsjazzitup@gmail.com. Music or a mix, you know, come to play with any rotation, please send them to me. I'm on air from 2 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday at hiphop100.club, and that's an online radio station, everyone. And I want to thank everyone for tuning in. And stay in tune. I have more shows all the way up to the end of this month and working on new shows all the way up until March. And I want to thank you, T.Y., for your participation for this evening. Sorry we didn't get to hear your son, Kay, to call on the air. But I'm quite sure he'll be able to listen. And I want to thank you. Love your music and your inspiration. T.Y., keep doing what you're doing. You have a blessed evening. This is Lady Diva signing out, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in, and thank you all for your support. This is The Warning.
Thank you all.
I told you once or twice, I didn't want you once or twice. But if I tell you a certain time, then you know you're wrong. If I told you once or twice, I didn't want you once or twice. But if I tell you a certain time, then you know you're wrong.
So much killing up in Oakland all day and night. It's got me worried, families huddle at them grave sites. Niggas shooting when they easily could walk away. Lord, tell me why these cowards always show hate. It's got me praying for my kids, don't let them take mine. My son said for Christmas that I need a tech nine. I used to worry about the government trying to tax me. Fictitious lawsuits on haters trying to wax me. I still remember what my granddaddy bred and said. This game is cold and you gotta stay a step ahead. I whispered to him when he was sick, which way do I go? He said they came for Baytown, they'll come for cutthroat. I think I need a priest just so he can bless me. Father, please, don't let these haters test me. Can't have no fun no more, I gave away my jet skis. Feel like I'm dying with LaTanya and Leslie.
If I told you once or twice, I didn't want you once or twice. But if I tell you a certain time, then you know you're wrong. If I told you once or twice, I didn't want you once or twice. But if I tell you a certain time, then you know you're wrong.
Niggas hating on me, I guess I was a late bloomer. Like Billy the Kid, I should have sniffed your ass out sooner. You see, I held it all in, but now I'm hella am. A word to the real G's, get them up out your cam. Haters be waiting while they hating in the dark, right? Soon as I spot you cowards out, I drag you to the light. You can give these haters props and help promote this shit. Soon as I drop another hit, all they do is sit. Sometimes I swear I should do away with cutthroats. I got my money, I'm getting old, I should let it go. Make my son a CEO and hope he never quit. Pass it on to Dale, if he don't want it, he can bury this shit. When it's said and done, and I journey to my next life, I tell the Lord I deviated, but I was raised right. It's been a lonely road since I came from him, though. Ain't got no regrets when me, my fake up all my cutthroats.
If I told you once or twice, I didn't want you once or twice. But if I tell you a third time, then you know you're wrong. If I told you once or twice, I didn't want you once or twice. But if I tell you a third time, then you know you're wrong.
Y'all think that California's beaches and sunshine. Every day up in my city, they call it purge time. Niggas don't care. care about where you at or who you with. They pull up on you hella quick and unload the clip. Up in Oakland, all these niggas carry Dracos. The cops know they set it off like Waco. The intentions for my haters is for me to quit. There ain't no stopping K, nigga, cause I run this shit. Father, please bless me for who I am. My only prayer is please don't let my Glock jam. These niggas out here in the streets, they play for keys. They catch you slipping and they'll knock you right off your feet. Unlike my dad, I'm not gonna give away my jet skis. I'ma bust till these motherfuckers catch me. Extend a clip with the military overload. 100-round drum, letting go cause I'm a cutthroat.
If I told you once or twice, I didn't want you once or twice. But if I tell you a third time, then you know you're wrong. If I told you once or twice, I didn't want you once or twice. But if I tell you a